From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Welcome to the celebration of this daily televised Mass. My name is Father Michael Coutts. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from three donors. The first are Georgette and Clem Brisson from Stony Plain, Alberta, in loving memory of their daughter, Yvette Pouliot Brisson, who passed away on the 2nd of October 2016. For their deceased parents, Jean and Albert Chrétien, and for Florence and Albert Brisson and all others who have passed on. For peace in all the families of the world and thanksgiving for blessings received, for the daily televised Mass and for our Mother of Perpetual Help, may her light shine on each one of us. The second are Carvalho, Pavao, Cordero, Vieiros, and Tavares families from Toronto. In memory of Julio, Ricky, Manuel, and Lourdes and their families. And the third is an anonymous donor from Morinville or Alberta for the living and deceased members of her families. Our thanks go out to the donors for the gift of this Mass as we celebrate the Feast of the Guardian Angels. And as we begin this Eucharist, we ask these great angels to be with us as we celebrate breaking, blessing, and giving of the bread in memory of Jesus. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who in your unfathomable providence are pleased to send us your holy angels to guard us, hear our supplications as we cry, that we may be always defended by their protection and rejoice eternally in their company. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and governs with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord spoke to Moses and the people during their journey across the desert wilderness. I am going to send an angel in front of you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place that I have prepared. Be attentive to him and listen to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. But if you listen attentively to his voice and do all that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and a foe to your foes. My angel will go in front of you. The word of the Lord.
The angels of the Lord will guard you in all your ways. The angels of the Lord will guard you in all your ways. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. The angels of the Lord will guard you in all your ways. For the Lord will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. The angels of the Lord will guard you in all your ways. You will not fear the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. The angels of the Lord will guard you in all your ways. Alleluia.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a child whom he put among them and said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Take care that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you, their angels continually see the face of my Father in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When I was writing this homily, preparing this homily, the day was extremely dark. There was threat of thunderstorms. The air was humid. My lung infection, the COPD, was acting up, and I was coughing incessantly. The last thing I wanted to do was to write this homily. But God is good. As I was thinking about it, I remembered the rock band, the musical band ABBA from Sweden, who sang, "I believe in angels, something good in everything I see." And I thought, you know, it's surprising how even a secular song can lift up your spirits, can give you an oomph to carry on, can give you the energy to be creative. "I believe in angels, something good in everything I see." So who are these guardian angels that we celebrate today? Pope Gregory the Great, who was born in 540, became the Pope in 590, and was there for 14 years, says that the angels are celestial beings, not so much important for them as a person, but for the function they create, for the function that they do. And the function is to explain God's will to us, to announce God's will to us, to show us God's care and providence. And so you and I give them names like powers and principalities, cherubim and seraphim, angels and archangels, thrones and dominions. We get all these names as we hear in the preface very often. We know also a few of them individually. There was Saint Michael, who guarded the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve were sent away. There was the angel Gabriel, who featured in the beautiful mystery of the Annunciation. There's Raphael, who we hear about in the book of Tobit, who brought medication for Tobit's father's eyes when he got blind. And so he's the patron very often of doctors and nurses. And especially in this COVID times, it is so important to pray to Saint Raphael to intercede for us. But some people dismiss the angels. They say they are figments of our imagination, and we will grow out of them just like we grow out of tooth fairies and Santa Claus. I hope I do not. Ever since I was a little child, I used to say every evening, "Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide." I must confess that I've lapsed from saying this prayer every day. And as we celebrate the Feast of the Guardian Angels, I make another resolution to try and say it. Because I truly believe that in so many occasions, I've experienced their care and also announcing to me what I really should do when I want to do something to the contrary. In today's gospel, however, we hear about the angels, and Jesus seems to bring these angels in, and people say, well, Jesus was proving the existence of angels. And that's not the case. Jesus already took it for granted because angels were a part of his whole Jewish background in the Old Testament. There was an angel that wrestled with Jacob as he was coming down back to Jerusalem and hit him on the hip and caused him to limp. There were angels that announced the birth of Isaac to Abraham and Sarah, the birth of Samuel to Hannah and Elkanah, and the birth of Samson to his parents. These were real people. These were real angels. But they came looking like you and me, not with beautiful wings on the side and cherubic-looking figures that you and I get from paintings like Botticelli and Michelangelo and the others. Those are figments of our imagination. Those are the extravagances of the artists and painters. But the angels were there to protect, to guard, and to give us the message of God, that God loves us. However, in our gospel today, Jesus does not introduce the angels as a means of proving their existence. He brings a child in their midst. The apostles had been discussing who was the greatest in the kingdom. They wanted to know who was the greatest on earth and who would sit at the right and left hand in the kingdom of God when they went to heaven. And Jesus brings a little child and puts it in the midst, not because of its innocence, not because of its chastity, not because it trusts incidentally and easily, but because a child is a nobody. Nobody pays attention to a child. A child will come and stand in our midst and we don't even notice it. A child will talk and we don't even hear what it says. A child will give an opinion and we don't give it credibility at all. A child will tell us a truth and we'll think it's a figment of its imagination. And in a way, the child was a metaphor of the people that we don't care for in this world. The homeless person, the beggar, the migrant. How often have you and I seen a beggar at the corner of a street in Toronto, for example, and just walk past? Did we notice whether it was a male or a female, whether it was young or old? It was just in the corner of our eye, a heap of clothes with a sleeping bag, perhaps. We did not pay them any attention. And these are the people that Jesus took time to spend with them. Jesus was with them, with the tax collectors, with the sinners, with the outcasts of the world today. And Jesus is trying to tell you and me still today that these are the people that will make a difference in our world today, in the kingdom of God. It will be as on earth as it is in heaven. And I firmly believe, as one of my godparents told me, he says, you're never going to go to heaven alone. It is a poor person who will grab you by your hand and take you to heaven. So make sure that you've got that guardian angel in the poor, in the homeless, and in the migrant, because these are God's anawim, God's favorite people, God's people who are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart. May God bless you and me as we pay attention to the outcasts, to the poor, and to the beggars of this world. God bless you. Join me now as we pray together. We pray for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and for our leaders in our church, and for our leaders in the secular world, for our prime ministers and ministers of different provinces, and for all those who assist and give them information, our scientists, our doctors, our medical assistants. For them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all of us, that we may have eyes to see and ears to hear the outcasts, the beggars, and the people that nobody pays attention to. For us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our sponsors and for their intentions, for their relatives who have died and gone before us, marked with the sign of peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for those countries in the world that have the biggest incidence of coronavirus, that the Lord may heal, strengthen, and comfort them. For people in India, Brazil, and the United States who top the list, that the Lord may bless them, we pray to the Lord. Loving and gracious God, we thank you for the gifts you have given us and continue to give us day by day through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Through the mystery of this wine and water, may we share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord God, be pleased to accept these gifts that we offer to you with humble and with contrite hearts. Pray, my sisters, my brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, the offerings we bring you as we venerate your holy angels, and graciously grant that under their constant protection we may be delivered from present dangers and brought happily to life eternal. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and to praise you without end in your angels and archangels. For the honor we pay the angelic creatures in whom you delight redounds to your own surpassing glory, and by their great dignity and splendor, you show how infinitely great you are to be exalted above all things through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, the multitude of angels, the cherubim and seraphim, the thrones and dominions, extol your majesty, and we are united with them in exultant adoration as with one voice we sing.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Thomas our Bishop, the bishops across Canada, and this entire people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with all the saints and our guardian angels who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of this your church, and graciously grant a peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us share with one another, wherever we are, this sign of peace and friendship.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us and all our dear ones unto life everlasting. Let us pray. As you are pleased to nourish us for eternal life with so great a sacrament, O Lord, direct us by the ministry of angels into the way of salvation and peace through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mass has been celebrated. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. Please remember that all requests for prayers are included in our Prayer Intentions book and shared with all of our celebrants.
He, my God, through changing order,